Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a really important bonus episode of this podcast. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time with you today, but I've sent out some emails about this, and I know that email's a tough thing for a lot of people, and for others, podcasts are a tough thing in terms of keeping up, but I wanted it to be here. I wanted to make sure that you didn't miss this. So here's where I'm at. There's a really big problem, and I am determined to help solve it. Seriously determined to help solve it. And the problem is this. There are so many people, and at times I myself am included in this. There are so many people, frighteningly many people, who have things that they want to do, that they want to be, that they want to have, and they want it badly. They think about it all the time, but they're not consistently doing the work that it's going to take to get them there. And the more time that goes by, they get frustrated. They begin to doubt themselves more and more and more. And some people have spent decades in this pattern, wanting something, knowing what you need to do and not doing it. And it sucks. And it's a huge problem, and it's a pervasive problem, and I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to do something significant about it. This problem, though, I refer to it in Tools for the Trenches as living in the gap. And the gap is the space between where you are now and where you could be if you consistently applied yourself. And I think that the gap has gotten so much worse because of how freely accessible information is on change of any kind, right? On getting out of debt, on starting a business, developing streams of income, losing weight, improving your fitness, getting off your medications. Because of the internet, we see it in other people all the time, and we hear about how we could do it and the things we need to change. More now than ever, we know what we could do or what we should do or what we want to do, but getting yourself to do it consistently is a whole other beast. And it's a huge problem. And it's not just a problem because people aren't reaching their goals or people are, you know, not tapping into their potential. It's a huge problem because people are unhappy. And I really believe that not only is it causing major health issues throughout the world, major reversible health issues, but also I think this is leading to divorce in couples. I think that it is a huge factor in things like depression and anxiety. And we can change it. There is a solution beyond white knuckle willpower to following through and getting where you want to be in life, getting out of debt, starting the business, improving the relationship, losing the weight, getting off the medications, changing your health trajectory altogether. There is a solution. And I know there are so many people that just have been struggling for so long that they doubt that they can do it. And so I have to do something about it. I just have to. And this isn't something that necessarily for a lot of people we can just learn more about, because I think the learning piece is actually a part of the problem. And don't get me wrong, I love to learn and I love to help other people learn. But again, doing something about it is a totally different beast. So I don't think this is something that I can do a podcast series on or anything like that. There's no series of emails. I'm launching an action and accountability mastermind, and I am so excited about it. Here's how this came about. In all honesty, I got nap-trapped. If you're a mom, you probably know that phrase, or a dad. It basically, you know, when your kiddo falls asleep on you and you're basically stuck there. So Roman was having trouble sleeping and I got him in the rocker. He fell asleep on me. Didn't want to risk putting him in the crib and having him wake up. So I had an hour or so in the rocking chair scrolling through my phone. And oftentimes I'll use that to respond to emails or look through pictures or scroll on Instagram. But instead, I decided I was going to clean up my Google Drive, organize it, and use the time somewhat productively. But I didn't do that. I found this file that I kept notes in for part of 2017, all of 2018, all of 2019, and part of 2020. And the notes that I kept in this one particular document were on my clients. So things that were going well, things that were not going well, clients that were having a hard time, why they were having a hard time, the issues, the struggles, the barriers that I was seeing in my webinars with clients, my email exchanges, my phone calls, all of that. So almost, well, let's see, part 27, 2018, 20, so like 3 full years, parts of many years, but 3 full, you know, 365 times 3. And I was like excited by reading this, but I was also a little frustrated by some of the common struggles that kept coming up. And so one of my favorite things to do, you guys know this, is ask myself questions that maybe take me down a path that I wouldn't go otherwise. So I started to ask myself, without restricting myself or limiting my thoughts to what I felt was possible or feasible or what I felt I had the time to do or the team to do or anything like that. None of that. This was just dreaming. No limitations, no restrictions. So with that construct of no limitations, no restrictions, everything is possible, I started asking, for the clients who know but still struggle, they know what to do and they want to do it, but they still struggle, what are all of the possible things we could do differently? And I asked myself, what is it that they need and don't currently have? And I would make notes on things like, well, if I was there in their house with them, or if I was able to talk to them every day, or, you know, anything goes. What would make the difference? What are they struggling with? How could we help? Some of my favorite questions to ask, if this was easy, if it was easy to solve this problem, what would that look like? If everything were possible, what would we do? What would we try? What would it look like? Without censoring for time, feasibility, the details, none of that. And I'm, you know, making these notes with one hand on my phone while Roman's sleeping. And I looked over it and I was like, you know what? There is a way to do this. There is a way. There's always a way. There is a way. And it sounds so cheesy, right? But literally I was thinking, like, if I don't do this now, when am I going to do it? And why would I count on somebody else to do this when I can make a difference, when we can make a difference, when I can put something together that collectively we can help each other? Why would I not do that? Why would I not do that? And then I would ask myself, what do I need to take off of my plate so that I can do this? How would it be possible for me to do this? And I came up with those answers. And I'm so freaking excited. And I think a lot of people in my position aren't doing it because of the time investment. You know, the economics just don't work out when it's like high touch and when you cap the size, but we're doing it. We are doing it. It's, other than the podcast and my daily writing habit, it's going to be the only work thing that I take on in the first quarter of 2022. Oh, yeah, 2022. God, I just felt like I said like 2060. You know, that sounds so futuristic, but that's, you know, in a month. It's going to be the only thing that I say yes to other than my podcast and my daily writing habit. We're going to do it. We're going to do it right. We're going to do it well. And we're going to do it together. You know, if this speaks to you, then I'm telling you, I hope that we are able to do it together. And it was really funny because it also sort of coincided with this other idea that I had that I was talking to you guys about on a podcast a while back that came as a result of asking, like, what could I do to make writing my third book more fun? And I was brainstorming all these ways because the book is on taking action and overcoming excuses. And I was like, you know what? This can be a tool within this mastermind, but not the focus of the mastermind, because the focus of the mastermind is action and accountability. But the book, because I don't want it to be a learning thing, the book is different tools for that. So they just, it just came together so perfectly. And I just know, well, masterminds have changed my business. And they've also changed my income. They've changed my marriage. They've changed my perspective on life. And they've shown me that it's really important to get in groups that elevate you. Get in groups that elevate you. And a lot of masterminds are financially just like out of the realm of possibility. And I wanted to make this within the realm of possibility. I understand it's not for everybody. It's one of the reasons that the podcast is free and social media is free. And I put effort into things that are free, because even if it was $20, I know that wouldn't be for everybody, right? I know my books aren't for everybody. But when I was in a business mastermind, it was about $50,000, including, you know, traveling to get there a few times a year and putting myself up. It was a $50,000 investment. This is nowhere near that. Okay. So take a deep breath. Nowhere near that. But it's so important to get in groups that elevate you, because without that, life is going to get in the way. We're going to get distracted. We're going to get discouraged, and we can turn away without anybody really noticing, you know? But when you're in that kind of group, and when you're really focused on relationships and accountability in relationships, then yeah, life is going to come up, but there's an equal or a greater force at play. And you can't just like turn off and disappear and nobody notices. You can't just stop pursuing it and nobody knows. And then 3 months later, you're pissed at yourself. 3 hours later, you're pissed at yourself. In life, we're going to get distracted and we're going to lose focus, and motivation is going to ebb and flow. But that's one of the things that for me in business has been so important, to always make sure that I'm in a community that elevates me. Because when I have those times where I'm confused or I don't know what to do or I just don't want to do it, those communities help me. And I really believe that more of us need this in our lives. And I believe in my heart that this is the solution to the people who are living in the gap of knowing what to do and really wanting the change but not doing it. So we are kicking off the first week of January. Registration will be before then, of course, because I got to get stuff out in the mail to you. I really believe that with action and accountability as the focus in a community that elevates you, it's going to be a big part of the solution to the people who are knowing what to do and not doing it. A mastermind community that provides strategies and approaches for taking action, but also delivers a tremendous amount of support and community and accountability. Accountability first to yourself. That is the first place we need to build accountability, but also to other people, having small groups, having connections. I mean, I hear this, I've said it myself, and I hear it from a lot of people, like it's tough to feel like you're in community with like-minded people just going about your daily life, but we can create that. And I've always said we can create that, and I've always pointed to places that you can go to do that, but I haven't been the place that you can go. I haven't provided the place that you could go. So now we're gonna start the first week of 2022, and I'm telling you right now, that the action that you are capable of taking is so much more than what you think it is. And we are going to bring that out. We are going to bring that out, and we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun doing it, because one of my things in business decisions right now is I want to have fun doing it. So we're going to have fun because I want to have fun, but we're also going to have fun because I really believe that that's a huge part of success. You guys know one of my favorite questions is what needs to change so that I look forward to doing what needs to be done. And for everybody in this group, the fun has got to be a part of it. We are going to make it fun. It's going to be about action. It's going to be about accountability, first to yourself, then to others, and community with small groups, with connection. So yes, I am going to share the chapters of my third book as we go, but that's going to be more like a resource than it is going to be a center point. We are going to connect. Every week, I put a survey out to people who are on the wait list, and I said, would you rather have shorter meetings once a week with small group breakouts or longer meetings every other week? And the consensus was very strongly shorter, but once a week. And I think that weekly touch point is really important as well. So we're going to get together once a week. We're going to break out in small groups. We're going to talk about what actions we're taking. We're going to establish accountability. I'm just so excited, because it's going to help me, but also to see the way that it changes when we have clarity, when we have consistency, when we have accountability, when we have connection and community. It's just crazy. If you've never been a part of a mastermind, I know when I had not yet joined a mastermind and I was thinking about it, I was terrified because I didn't know what to expect. And there was a whole, for me as an introvert anyway, there was just a lot of nervousness around that. So any fellow introverts, I get that. My sense is, as with many things we talk about, that as you're listening to this, it either resonates with you or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, cool, move on to the next episode because this one's probably not for you. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Doesn't make me mad, shouldn't make you mad. Don't like go round and round and round. But if you're listening and it kind of tugs at you and I'm saying things that you've been thinking or that you've been wanting, it's okay to be scared. In fact, I think that it's a great thing to be scared because that means it means something to you. And I always believe that whenever possible, we should walk through the doorway of fear or nervousness. I see it as a doorway. And if we don't walk through it, then we keep our life small. One of the other things that I'm really excited about is making new friends, right? Those of you that have been around for years and years and years know that some of my good friends came from people that initially were clients of mine. And I'm excited about the opportunity to make friends and to see you guys make friends with each other and with me. Because I think we need, again, we need to be in community with people who elevate us and people who are working on ourselves. So here's the deal. It is going to be limited because in our weekly virtual meetings, we are going to break out into small groups. And so I have to limit the number of people. I wish that I didn't have to, but I think not limiting it reduces its potential impact, at least for now. You know, if I decide to do this again, and I don't know, we're going to get through one first, maybe I'll have seen enough of it to know if I can expand it to more people. But if you're thinking about it, then check out the link in the description. It's going to either provide more information or give you a link to more information, one or the other. Because as I'm recording this, I don't know exactly when this is going to go live. But because space is limited, if you're interested in it, then I really want you to move forward right now and not wait, okay? You will also get a Change Makers Journal. I will be sending out a virtual workshop in December to help you really hit the ground running with your Changemakers Journal. That'll be included in the price of the mastermind. You'll also get a little swag bag from me of some little stuff that I'm going to just send you in the mail. It's going to run for the first quarter. So that's January, February, March. It's going to run for 3 months. We'll have a private Facebook group. If you're not on Facebook, no big deal, but I do think it would help. If you're really resistant to that, that's okay. Because we'll still have these weekly live sessions where we'll break out into small groups for accountability and action steps and all of that kind of stuff. So we're starting the first week of January. The space is limited. This is a mastermind. Right? This is not a course. This is not a program. It's a community. It's about connection. It's about action. It's about accountability in community. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And again, if this has you spinning in circles and not sure it's for you, that's okay. But if it really is tugging at you, then I want you to move forward. A quick note on how to see the show description, because I get this question a lot. If you're listening in, you know, a podcast app, which I guess is the only way to listen at this point. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, whatever, you just swipe up on the show artwork, you know, the little thing that says Primal Potential and it's got like that pink and blue box. Swipe up on that and you're going to see the show description. If you have any questions, just email me and either myself or iReally will help you, but I'm pumped. This is something that I've wanted to do for a long time, but because I had so many other things I was doing in my business, I didn't have the time. And since Roman was born, I've scaled back on a lot of things that I was doing in my business, and I'm going to scale back even further so that I can do this because I just really believe that it's the thing that's going to make the most impact, and I'm pumped about that. And for those of you who feel like it's more of an investment that you can make, if you swipe up, you'll get all the details on pricing and all that kind of information. But if you feel like it's too much of an investment, that's okay. remember, the podcast is going to be free. I put out a ton of stuff on social media that will remain free. And maybe down the road, there'll be something else that you can participate in. But if this is for you, let's do it. It is going to be a game changer. And I hope I get the chance to work with you.